Hey, hey, good morning. This is Julie Fair with the Waxahachie Chamber of Commerce, and I am here today with Farshad Marzban. Did I say that right?
Yes, you did.
Farshad Marzban. You know, it's really not a hard name to say. I don't know why I'm overthinking it. And Farshad has Marzban Law, his own law firm.
Yes, I do. Yes, I do.
You seem like a young, cool guy, and you have your own law firm. That surprised me this morning. I'm like, look at you, rock star.
I appreciate it. Thank you so much.
Well, welcome to the show. So Farshad, he's a big dude. He's sitting in here and he's telling me that he's played rugby. And
yes,
I'm looking at you thinking, you look like a rugby guy.
Yeah, yeah, I did. I played football and wrestling in high school. And when I got to college, I always wanted to try rugby. So when I got to college, I joined the rugby team there and played that for a few years. And I loved it. I still try to play. I used to be in much better shape, but now I still try to play when I can.
That's pretty cool. So Farshad, what type of attorney are you?
Yeah, I am a personal injury attorney. So usually the bread and butter personal injury attorney, you know, that kind of law is motor vehicle collisions, car accidents, slip and falls, things like that. But I've handled other types of cases like bar fights, things like that. So when somebody gets injured, they give me a call. I talk to them about it and see if there's something I can do for them to help them out.
That's pretty cool. So what's your favorite type of, like if you could say I would do these all day long, what do you like?
Yeah. So again, the bread and butter, the simple is not the right word, but car collisions are, again, the most common you'll see. The reason for that is because if I have a client driving on the road and somebody collides into them, then liability is pretty simple to prove. And all you have to do there then is really just show damages, because there are different facets and factors that go into every case. But once you can show liability pretty simply through a car collision, a crash report, whatever, then you really focus on damages. So those are usually a simpler type of case.
So when the insurance company doesn't take care of business, you come in and you help them?
That's absolutely correct. A lot of my clients have already tried to negotiate with the insurance company, and the insurance companies are not giving my clients what they deserve. And the clients do give me a call, and I do what I can for them. And usually I like to think my clients think I do a great job for them.
Good. That's great. So I had asked you this question earlier. I thought, what's a case that you've done in the past that you thought, this is about the craziest thing I've ever done? Like just an example.
Yeah. So it's funny that you asked. So I used to, now I absolutely focus on personal injury law. I used to do both personal injury and criminal defense. And a lot of my crazy cases, I would say, were on the criminal defense side of things. I will say that when I was actually in law school at SMU, I was a student attorney there at the civil clinic, and I remember there was this one guy I deposed. He was the defendant in the case, and we deposed him, and he would talk to me about, and it was a case essentially where he was writing his name on deed documents, I think it was, and essentially taking property from his deceased mother or parent. And I remember, it was a crazy case, and I remember asking the guy, you know, why do you think you can just sign your name on these documents and on a deceased person's property and things? And he would say, well, that's just how it works in my family. And the whole deposition was just a wild one where he just kept telling me how that's how it works in his family, that he can just, you know, essentially take this property. And it became a pretty contentious affair.
Wow. He had a special family
with
special arrangements.
That's right. Yeah. Things I've never heard of before. That's what he had.
Oh, wow. So how long have you been practicing law?
Yeah. So I have been licensed in the state of Texas since 2017.
Very cool. And one thing I think is pretty cool, too, is for people who say, because this radio station, you know, we reach all the way, I don't know, past Hill County and all around the area. And some people who may be living in this area but driving, say, to Dallas, you have an office in Dallas.
That's right. So my office, I have an office in downtown Dallas in the Bank of America building. People usually know it because of the green lights and you see it in the skyline and all that. But, you know, truly, a lot of my clients don't even like coming down to my office. So I usually meet clients anywhere. I'll meet clients up north, down south, west, east, doesn't matter. I'll drive to my clients, you know, even if they want to meet remote, we'll meet remote. And a big thing for me is getting involved, especially here in Waxahachie. I really want to get involved here in this community. That's why I joined the chamber here and you know, met the folks here and just try and get more involved here. And I just love this community. And so again, me having an office in downtown Dallas has not stopped me from really expanding into the surrounding areas, especially the Waxahachie area.
So you're able to meet with them at your office, like if you're working in Dallas and you need to meet up there, you can meet with Farshad there, or you can meet with them down here, whatever is great. I think I like your flexibility. That's good.
Of course, whatever is convenient for the client. That's a big thing for me.
Good. Well, tell me other things. Tell me all the things about about your law firm and what do you plan on doing in the next few years? How do you plan on moving? What direction do you plan on going?
No, that's a great question. So I started my law firm earlier this year. I started in January. I know, you know, I wanted to start my law firm in January of you know, starting the new year right. Hey, I got a new start. Here's my new law firm. Hey, I'm starting this thing out. A big thing for me when I started this law firm is I didn't want to have like this corporate structure to a law firm where there's several different levels that a client would need to go through to be able to get answers on their cases. So, a lot of people, I think clients may get frustrated whenever they, you know, have an attorney or have a law firm represent them where they feel like they're not getting the answers they're asking or they can't get in touch with their attorney. So a big thing for me, again, is with my law firm, a lot of my clients have my cell phone number, they have my email address, they have a way to directly contact me or their attorney. I know that's very important for me.
That's amazing.
Yeah, it's incredibly important for me, and I think clients like that, especially because my law firm is very referral-based. So usually the way I get my clients is people trust me enough to refer their friends and family to me. And I think that's important to show them that I do have that open line of communication so people do feel comfortable having me be their attorney. So that is a big thing for me. So my law firm grows, I will keep that same mentality and same culture and same client centeredness, if that's a correct phrase, to the growth of my firm. So right now, again, my firm recently started this year, though I've been an attorney obviously for years. I started my law firm this year, but hopefully as I grow it and where I see it going, it's still focusing on the client.
That's amazing. So that will be interesting to see as you grow how you will do that and stuff. Because like, you know, there's only so many hours in a day. Do you plan on adding people who have the same and making sure they have that same mindset?
Absolutely. Everybody that joins Marsbond Law is going to have the same mindset. And a big thing for me is having those systems in place for the, you know, whoever does join my law firm to be able to jump in and carry on the culture that I envision for this law firm.
And you better be willing to give out your cell phone. I really do think that's cool. I'm joking, but I think that's very cool.
I think it's important. I think a client when they say, "Oh, I have my client's direct phone number," I think it in their mind it gives them a bigger connection to the lawyer and gives them a bigger trust factor.
Well, and there's something about emailing someone that you never know if your lawyer is getting the message. You don't hear from, you know, you don't really, having those lines in between, like you said, those barriers in between, it does make it kind of, as the vulnerable person, you wonder, is that person getting my information? Yeah. Are they working out? Are they out there doing it? So that's great. They can talk to you directly.
Yeah, cool. I think it's, again, so the people who call me, usually they go through a traumatic experience, right? So I think it's important that if you are going through a traumatic experience that you know you're being taken care of. You know, you've already had the bad experience and the terrible experience. So now let's go through the good experience of having somebody take care of you and your legal representation.
Good deal. So, okay, how can people get in touch with you if they have a, let's name those off again for people who might just be tuning in.
Of course. So, you know, if somebody you know has been injured, a family friend or family member, they can give me a call. Again, usually you'll see it in the context of car collisions, motor vehicle collisions, slip and falls, things like that. But again, like I said, bar fights, I've done a wide range of injury type cases. But to give me a call, you can call me at my number 214-586-0040. Again, that is 214-586-0040. You can also email me. My email is my first name at marsbond.law. So that is FARSHAD at MARZBAN.LAW. Or you can go to my website, www.marzban.law.
Love it. Okay, and guys, if you're driving and you don't remember any of that, you can call the chamber and we'll make sure we get you his information. We'll get you Farshad's information. And I thank you for joining me today.
Thank you so much. I really appreciate it.
Yeah, you'll be on the lookout. We're going to do a Facebook Live here soon in the next week or so. And you can see Farshad's face and hear what else he has to say. Thank you.
Thank you.